Before you start in, I want to know what do you want to know?
Oh, well, here, I'll plug this in over here. Well, this is for the university archives, you know, for the library. And what do I want to know? Well, you told me that you came here, what, 55 years ago?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I came here in 1914. About, yeah.
I see your name is Kozlowski. What's your first name?
Sylvester.
Sylvester Kozlowski? From where? Where were you born?
Illinois, yeah.
Illinois. You're a...
Is this recording?
I don't know. I'm going to have to check the gauge here in a minute.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, we're in business.
Yeah. Now, I...
Well, you came... Tell me when... how come you... why did you come to Alaska?
Well, because... perhaps for the same reason that... perhaps you did, I don't want to say that, but, well, I wanted to change.
You wanted to change?
Yeah, that's right. I played baseball here, and, well, I come from Spokane, see? That's how I...
Now, wait, you lost me there. You were, did you grow up in Illinois?
Did I what?
Where did you grow up?
Well, mostly here in Alaska, yeah.
I see. You came up here as a boy.
Well, I was, I'll tell you how old I was. I was 14 years old.
You were?
Yeah.
Now, were your parents up here?
No. No, I came up here alone.
At 14?
Yeah.
Well,
I ran away from home.
I see. You were an adventurer as a boy.
No, I went back home again, too. But because they found out where I was at, you know, yeah. And but I was big for my size, you know. I mean, for my age, that's what I mean. And I had a strong arm, baseball pitcher, you know. And I was rubbing it down this morning, you know. It's still soft, you know, yeah.
Well, where did you play baseball?
Right here in Anchorage. I mean, Anchorage, too. Yeah.
Well, who were you playing with?
Well, I was playing with the Anchorage team. And they told me I was too young. And I said, well, I said, that's what you think. Because I'm 71 now, you know, that's a long time ago. And they had a good team down there, I mean, but I didn't hit them in the head. He says, you're throwing too many curveballs. And I says, well, I said, you got to fool the batter, you know, yeah. Gee, but he can fool you too. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, well, I could tell you a lot, you know, mister. I was worth money, I mean, but. Do they? They don't smell, do they?
Just hot.
I made, you know, a lot of money up here, and I spend it too. I got a few dollars in my pocket. You know, see, I went up to get the mail, wrong mail, and.
Well, did you go to Anchorage in 1914?
Yeah.
What was there then? That was just that town was just coming into existence.
Yeah, well, the railroad was built, and you're way off, you know, yeah. And see, there's people in Anchorage that got the same name that I got, Kozlowski.
Yes, I noticed, but you spelled yours with a Z, and they spelled theirs with an S.
Yeah.
Kozlowski's department store in Palmer.
Kozlowski, see, that's how you, yeah, K-O-S, yeah, no Z.
Well, what did you do? You had to go back home again then, huh? After?
Oh, yeah, I went back home, yeah.
Where were your folks?
In Illinois.
I see. So then you, how'd you come back up again?
Well, I just came.
Did you take the boat up?
What?
Did you come up on the ship? Did you take the boat?
No, I didn't fly up. No, I didn't have no planes that flew up here. I came up on a boat, steamer Yukon. And the damn thing sunk. I wasn't on it anyway. Well, they dug it out. I don't know.
You weren't on it when it sank.
What?
You weren't on it when it went down. You were.
No,
you weren't
no,
on it on that last trip.
No.
Well, now where did you make your trip on the?
What?
Did you sail from Seattle and then?
Yeah.
What was that well, about after the war?
Northwestern. You know that went down. That damn thing. The Jap sunk it, you know. I guess so, you know. And well, go ahead.
Well, go on and tell me then. When you came back up the second time, what did you do?
Well, I just took over where I left off. I mean, just normal life, you know. Yeah. Well, you see, mister, the trouble is, you would like to know, you know, my experiences, you know.
Sure would. I'll bet you've had some real exciting experiences, too.
I was laying in bed here and I was thinking about, is this recording?
I think it probably
yeah,
is.
And I've heard, you know, about bear stories and all this, but a lot of it is unbelievable, you know, but because a bell hit you, you know. Yeah, he'll take a wallop at you. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And in another way, he's continually, not that he wants to make up with you. You know what I mean? No, because a bear can't sink that good. But he can come right in your place and you can come home and not even suspect that he is in there. There he is.
In your cabin?
Sure, inside. And,
did you ever have that happen?
Yeah.
That happened to you?
Yeah. But if you, see, don't make a dive at him. See, he tries to make up. Because I had a gun. And a bear knows that, but I shot him, you know. Yeah, I felt sorry for him, you know, because they rummage around your cabin, you know, and you hate to kill them. You know what I mean? Because after all, he's only an animal, and he wants to make up with you, see? But he wants to do it in his own way. You know what I mean? See, I've been, you know Harold Strandberg? And
yes, I do.
Who is he?
Harold Strandberg?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a few brothers by the name of Odin and Bill.
Yeah,
and
that's
right.
That's
the one.
Yeah. Well,
and I know Bill. And I know what happened to
Bill. Well, Bill happens to be dead.
I know.
I'm the one that shot the bear that killed him.
You're the one that shot the bear?
Yeah, just out of Eureka, you know. I'm getting this, you know, Mrs. Yeah, kind of mixed up, but you see how, the way this came about, see, I was working for Al McGee up there, you know, and a fella told me that Bill was up there. He said the bear got into the, am I talking plain enough? And his house, he done a lot of damages, you know. And I said, did you give him a warning that that bear's going to be back again? He got something to eat. They said, no. Well, I said, you should have. So that bear comes back again, see? Because he ate it. The refrigerator, he knocked it over. The door flew open and
he knocked the refrigerator over.
Yeah, that I was, see. He had food in there.
Sure.
Oh, Bill always felt sorry, you know, for Bear, and I said, well, yeah, I said, you can spare him, I said, but don't feel too sorry because they'll attack you.
Yes.
If you got food, if he knows you got food, they'll get it.
Is that right?
One way or the other. Oh, Bill said, he come back about this big, you know.
A small cub.
He felt so sorry for the she-bear that he came to that. Well, he was living out of the garbage, you know.
The sow bear with a couple of cubs.
Yeah.
With a cub or...
Yeah. I said, don't feel too sorry, Bill. I said, because they're dangerous.
Yes.
But don't kill them. I mean, unless you're doing, you know, damage. We're talking here today and I said, don't kill a bear. I said, unless she's doing damage, if you're there, if you're present. The otherwise, why, they're always hungry. You know, that doesn't mean you have to kill every bear on the road. My father said, I'll kill every son of a bitch and bear that ever walked on 4 feet. So he stole ham on him. I said, no. Forget it. And that's the way people are.
You know. Well, what happened with Bill?
Well, he killed him.
I know the bear killed Bill. How did you happen to be there to kill the bear?
Well, because Hal run down the Lagos Bridge. You're right. I voted for him. Yeah. He said, see, I was putting a roof on the tar paper, you know. Yeah, well, just the building, you know. And he was crying, you know, Harold was, you know.
Harold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harold. I said, what happened, Harold? Well, he said, I'll tell you. He said, the bear's got Bill just about eaten up. Yeah, he was eating on Bill.
I know.
His brother, you know.
Bill climbed under the truck to get away from him?
Who?
I heard the story.
Well,
that
how do you know
that? I heard the story that Bill had.
Yeah,
climbed
well,
under
no,
the truck,
he tried to get in the truck.
Tried to get in the truck, and the bear had pulled him out.
Yeah, and there was marks on the truck.
I see. I wondered how they knew that the bear. Had
yeah, gone. But Bill tried to. If Bill would have got in the in the truck. See?
Yeah.
And this damn thing that keeps sliding off of them.
Yeah.
But, see, I went to Edward Bell Lane, and I got the bear, you know.
But you came up there and you found Harold, and Harold was all upset.
No, Harold took me down there, and an Indian was with me, too, you know. And I had, it's 2 points over 30 on 6. Belonged to Coburn, you know, Dan Coburn. You know, the gun. I was coming down the hill and it was his dog. He's shaking his tail. He could smell that bear, you know. But I didn't take, I should have known. See, the dog smelled that bear, see? Went around the building and he ran out and the bear was eating on Bill, tearing his ribs out, you know. And this dog ran out there and the bear come after me.
After the dog?
Yeah, and the dog ran behind me. He was just, he's bugging me. So I had my rifle right, but I didn't have a cartridge in the chamber. In the magazine.
I know what you mean, in the magazine, or the chamber.
And, so I pulled a rifle up and the dog, he went after, but every time the bear turned around, he knew where to go, right behind me. And so I put the sights on him and damn near got away from me, you know. I had the sights on, I didn't fire, you know, until I was sure. and we sure have my shot, you know. But there was a pipeline there on the 36th, that's 3 feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Bear got on, he jumped on top, and I hit him just right. And I told this Indian, I said, I may have missed him. Oh, no, he said, you hit him. He said, you hit him good, too. So we went around, and sure enough, I hit him right through here. You know,
through the neck.
Broke his neck, and he was laying, you know, with his paws up, and he was still, you know. I gave him another shot for a good measure. But he was pretty good size. And being, I don't know, he was just flat. Because the dog was. I had a dog, he couldn't lick a poacher stamp, you know, but he was after him. Every time a bear, and me, well, it all happened fast, you know.
It happened so fast.
Yeah, that's like Mr.
Well, now, why didn't Harold go after him with a gun?
He stayed in the car. Harold Steinberg stayed in his pickup, see?
Well, was Harold there when the bear got Bill? Or Harold came up after
him? No, he went down and he found him.
He found him. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
This had happened sometime earlier then.
No, couldn't have been over a couple of days, one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I mean, a few hours or a day or so before.
And, you know, he told me, and I said, no. Well, he said, he's got his plan. And hell, you know, I said, Jesus, plan. I get down off the ladder and he said the bear killed Bill and he's eating on it. You know. He didn't even have he had a gun, but it was in the cabin. Oh, Christ Almighty.
I knew Bill in Anchorage. He was a friend of the family, you might say. The Odin and Bill were friends.
Yeah, Odin, you know, I know that bunch of Swedes.
Yeah.
You don't mind if I have a little. I'm gonna.
But you gotta stay sober to tell me this now.
Yeah.
Don't get too far gone there.
No. Get some water.
You want some water in there, huh?
See, I didn't think no pill. You know.
Oh, I see.
You know that.
Here's your chaser.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some water in the glass?
Yeah. You know, it's nice to have somebody like you to come in because I could sit here and I don't mean tell bad stories, but actual happening.
Yes. You know, as a matter of fact, Mr. Kozlowski, there are not a lot of people that can really tell about these experiences of fact. There's a lot of people that they've lived around the Alaska bush, but you know, there's not a lot of people have really had. They haven't. They can't tell about their experiences too well. And
you are right.
So,
see, but I heard a fellow telling me better than out of me. Went through the window. He made a dive at the same time. I said, don't tell me. You back up. But a bear is, you know, Mr. I don't know how to explain it, but a bear is an animal that has its own mind. You know, you ain't going to go up there and pet it. You'd be crazy if you did. You know what I mean?
There was a story about a pilot named Swede Blanchard.
Hmm?
There was a story some years ago, many years ago, there was a story about this fellow named Swede Blanchard. And he was a pilot. And this was...
Yeah, I know that Blanchard, yeah.
This was when they were building the White Alice station down at Galena. And the story I heard was that Swede got drunk one night and one of those bears that hung around the cookhouse jumped up on him.
Yeah.
And Swede had a new jacket, And when the bear jumped up on him, he hauled off and swatted the bear, cuffed it, you know, in the face. And the bear got down and took off, you know. But the people that saw it, they said that he was pretty lucky because you don't go swatting bears.
And well, I've been, you know, I don't say that I know it all, but I have encountered bears, and they'll run every time. A bear, he will run every time.
I don't understand what you said.
Boy, I said, that old bear, you give him a chance, he's gone.
Give him a chance and he's gone.
Yeah. I'm good to bears. One day, pull on if I was out in the hills, which I'm going on next spring. But you've got to watch him. See here.
Bears scare me, frankly. There's not very much in Alaska that I'm afraid of, but the bears do scare me.
You scared them?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've heard enough.
I'm going to tell you about an incident. Say, I was. I haven't got that radio, but I was sitting on a stool and I'm listening to Notre Dame in Southern California. The battery is getting weak, you know.
Where was this?
Well, out of Manly Hot Spring. And I got a little closer. Then I shut it off so it could build up, see, and there's a goddamn bear coming.
Great big one.
Well, he was about average. And I had a dog, see, and I don't know whether you know this guy. He told me the bear dog, and he that dog took off, you know, and, well, I know he did. I said, get away. And that bear, kind of coward. There you go. Great big. I said, come on, get away. And I went back, I got there. I only had 3 cartridges there. Rifle, and I came out and I stepped right outside, and he kind of cowered, you know, he was hungry, you know, big thing. So I shot right from my hip, you know, I was sorry, you know, I killed him, you know, he went down. And I had no way to drag him the hell out of here, because Coburn had the cat, and, you know, I couldn't drag a big lobster.
And you weren't going to butcher him for the meat.
What?
You didn't want his skin or the meat.
Did I what?
You didn't want his hide.
No, summertime, you know. Yes, I wanted to go. But if he'd have left, I told him, I said, get. And he kind of cowered, like, you know, wanted to make, you know, hell with his buddy, build a business with a bear. And that's what you, you got, and they tell you too, like the sponsor, don't pet them, don't feed them, because if you do, you're looking for trouble. You know what I mean? I don't want, if I go in the hills, I don't want a bear for a partner around the corner. You've got all kinds of room. You know what I mean?
What was that guide that was killed? Pemberton Killeen, was that his name?
Who?
I think his name was Pemberton Killeen. Now, wait a minute. Was down, let me see, this was in the 50s, out of Paxson somewhere, Eureka, west of Eureka. There was.
Yeah, I've been
there. Yeah, there was a guide. He had a party in there, but I think it was the spring. There was a bear down there. There were 2 or 3 people killed within a year of each other, and they didn't know if it was the same bear or not, but this guide went down. It was a spring hunt, and I think the bear had come out of his den but had gone back in. And I think this guide went over with a stick and he poked the stick in the den and the bear came out and got him, you know.
And something, you know, I never done. I don't need a bear that bad. Hell, I ain't gonna poke that poor back.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, leave him alone.
That wakes him up. Yeah. Boy, if they want to sleep, leave him alone is right.
Yeah. And You see, that's the trouble with people, they, you know, on the highway. See, I take a gun with me and I fire a shot and then bear go. Leave them alone. Don't kill them.
I agree with you. That's right. Yeah, if they come in my house, why, I'll shoot them.
Yeah, that's right. But don't kill them on the highway. You know, because you want to kill a bear. Leave them alone. Ain't gonna bother you, no, but if you make a little noise, I'll tell you, he's off. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. They'll take off.
Sure, that's right. the same thing applies, the same thing applies to anything, you know, even a squirrel. And a wolverine has got more of a scent. You know, and but he'll never bother you, you know. I never kill him.
Well, did you do any trapping?
Oh, yeah.
Did the wolverines ever bother your traps?
No.
They didn't?
I think it's all silly. It's crazy. I'm glad you brought it up, because wolverine isn't any smarter. He's not as smart as a human being. That's all crazy. But he won't, because he's dangerous. I mean, he'll rob your trap, sure he will. But what other animal that's more dangerous than a wolverine, I can tell you, and I've seen that, that's a wolf, see? I had him in a trap, and this wolverine, he came up, you know, with wolf and went around it. But he didn't dare to tackle him. No. But he's vicious, you know, yeah, wolverine. Yeah, he is just what the book said. He's an animal that doesn't fear. But he fears a human being, I'll tell you.
The wolf does.
No, a wolverine.
No, the wolverine does, but the wolf does not.
Well, yeah, the wolf does. Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever, what do you think about this idea that wolves are dangerous, will follow people? And
no, who told you that?
Oh, you read stories. You know, you just hear stories. In fact, I heard the Eskimos, you know, the reason they have these bull roarers is to keep the wolf pack off their trail.
You see, a wolf, well, you can clash in, but he knows you got a gun. You better get your head together. Because even, human scent, he's learned that when he was just a little pup, you know. Yeah, he'll get you, you know. And that is a human, you know, yeah, because he knows. Mrs. C, and this is what you got to understand, is that, oh, they tell you, you know, but this and that, wolf and all that, but a damn wolf, he'll run from a dog. Yeah, but my dogs, I had dogs, you know, but I never seen them get in a fight, because a wolf can, he's lucky. That's right, but I think that a lot of people make a story, you're taking all that down, quicker people would know the truth. That doesn't mean that you got to go up and shake hands with a wolf. No, you're crazy, because he ain't going to stand there and wait for you. You know, he's going to take off. Boom, climb on. Can ward him off, you know, Mrs. Yeah, but if people tell you, well, you're quite so much better story than I never. 51 years, but I have killed bears, but I haven't had them, you know, on a trail I see him way off, fire a shot, and boy, he takes off. And if I got dogs, the dog will smell him first. You know, Yeah, it's good to have a, you see, if you're on a hill, to have a, even a little put. You know, they can smell a bear, a stranger, and they'll protect you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a dog is a good thing to have along, isn't it?
Yeah, I, he's dead and gone anyway. And
who was that?
Old fellow lived out of Manly, you know. He didn't like a dog because, not because he had to feed him. It's, see, a dog is the best friend, even better than, well, better than my wife. I shouldn't have said that, but I can have a little.
Go ahead, sure, have a little nip.
Yeah, I'm glad you, see, I couldn't write a book, but I can write one, you know.
Where else did you live besides Manly?
What?
Where did you live besides Manly?
Oh, up in the Koyukuk.
Up in the Koyukuk?
Oh, I've been all over, you know, yeah.
Did you ever fish in Bristol Bay?
No, never did, no.
Were you ever down on the Kuskokwim?
Yeah.
You were?
Lower. Yeah.
On the lower Kuskokwim?
Yeah.
What did you do down there?
Well, I'll tell you. Right off then, I worked on it.
You worked?
Yeah, for Lytle and Green.
For Lytle and Green?
Yeah. You see, mister, don't get your wires. You know, I could. Well, I know what you want to write a book.
No, I'm not a writer. No, this is just going to go in the university library. So in the future, some writer can come along next year and write the book. This is a project for the pioneers, to record the stories of the pioneers.
Yeah.
This is just a pioneers project. I don't want to write a book from your story, but now if you want somebody to write a book from this, they can take this,
yeah.
And this is a beginning for them. If you want somebody to do it, you've got the stuff here to begin with.
Well, you see, I, do you know, well, wait a minute.
What were you doing for Lytle and Green?
I was a driller.
You were a driller?
Oh, yeah.
And what were you drilling?
Water or anything.
Where was this, at Bethel?
Yeah.
Oh. During World War II, was that?
Yeah, after.
After the war.
Yeah.
I see. How long were you there?
Well, when I got through with my work. Yeah. You see, Mr. Zero, you get the wires all crossed up. You see, I'm not a good writer because I'm a poor speller, you know. But I gave a lot of information, you know, to people, you know, want to write a book. And that changed my name much, you know. Well, after that, you know.
You changed your name? What?
Oh,
no, what did you say? I misunderstood you.
I say that I changed my name.
You've seen your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. Sure.
No, but I didn't.
But, well, what kind of stories did you tell them that they wrote about?
Well, just like we're talking here, you know. See, they're better with a pencil, you know what I mean? And I don't even know. But like I say, you know, they tell you they went into a cabin and they bumped into a bear and you're crazy.
Well, now, I never said that. That was you that said that.
Well,
yeah.
People tell me that. And I think that oftentimes, you see, I sit here on the bed and I get to thinking about
the experiences you've had?
Yeah, experience.
Sure, I'll bet you do.
Like, sure, I could. You could sit here all night. I can tell you about, well, let's say, for instance, where I've been. I've been all over. I've been on the slope. I've been out this way. I know you're going to laugh. That's all you're going.
But what kind of experiences have you had then that you'd write about?
Well, because I forgot my gun. But I didn't tell the bear. I'd be a damn fool, wouldn't I?
Sure would.
Well, it ain't that bad, but it's quite, you know, to have experience with a lot of people, you know, with, especially, you know, your own experience, but I said, what the hell are they going to do with, yeah, with my experience? I don't know. I haven't even got a scratch on me, but I had theirs, and I don't know. Much. They know what that is. I got a bum eye, you know. Gotta get it. Well.
How'd you get a bum eye?
Well, because, you know, I did going blind. And no, nobody hit me.
Say, tell me, Mr. Kozlowski, you came up here when the riverboats were still running, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you ever ride on one of those paddle wheelers?
Yeah. I did, you see. that's all right. Yeah. I didn't like them. They were too slow. Then we built them all. My brother is dead, you know. He died 7 years ago. And we built them all.
You built a boat?
Sure.
What kind of a boat did you build?
Takahola, we call it. And, it's quite a history that the whole town was out there. That's years ago. You know, and they all stand, I said, what the hell are they out there? Well, my brother said they want to see us launch the boat.
Where were you?
Right across from the Yancey store.
Here in Fairbanks?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have another, and that's all right.
Have another little.
Your feet getting soft?
My feet are hot. My shoes are hot. Those are.
Mine don't.
Those are winter shoes, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're heavy set, you know, too. Yeah. And, you know what butter barge is? What is it? Butter barge. You know?
Yeah, those little chocolate candy bars. No? I'm sorry, I don't understand what you said.
I got it. Hey, they took the candy away from me, holy. But anyway, no, butter barge is...
No, I don't know what you're talking about then.
See, butter barge is when they launch a boat.
Oh!
There you go. Well, you're nice to talk to, you know. And, he'll tell you, he'll grease them up. Actual grease, and you got to jack the scow up, you know. And then you take a jack in behind, a couple of them, give the son of a bitch a push. I'll tell you, that scow come out as well. It hit the other side, see? People started to run. But we built it strong, you know me. My brother was in the boat and he was trying to get the motor. Couldn't get it going, you know. I said, Jesus. I had to go way down the slough. He threw me a rope. And I said, Christ, I said, you ought to be able to get that motor. I hollered at him, you know, big six-cylinder, red ring. Finally, he said I was climbing.
What did he say?
No, I told him, I said, you should be able to get it going. I said, Jesus Christ, I said, it's a new motor. It was, you know. Well, he flooded. The carburetor.
I see.
Yeah, sputtered. If the tea was burning. So, here's how it went. It finally got, it went off by itself. their mother did it with a Red Wing, made Red Wing, Minnesota. You know what that is?
You would know. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I've never been there, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. And I threw the rope, and the motor got to going. Oh, what a circus. They're all standing there on the bank, and I said, Joe, I said, Jesus Christ. The rope was dragging, he got caught in the, you know, propeller, every gun. What a mess. And he finally stopped. Well, he didn't stop, but heck, he couldn't. He tried to throw it in gear. I'm on the other side, and then he floats down. I said, Joe, I said, for Christ's sake, you're all fouled up. Oh, no, no. The rope was caught in there and everything. You know, well, he was older. He should have known.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was around 18.
Just a kid.
Yeah.
So your brother came back up with you?
Yeah, well, no, yeah, he went out. Yeah, he died, you know. Yeah. Kicked him. Well, leave him and gone.
She knew him.
Yeah, all the way. But I was bigger than he was, you know. But he was, you know.
Was he on the Koyukuk with you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't push him off the boat, but he fell off and he said, I pushed him. Well, he could swim, you know, we both could swim.
Oh, that's pretty muddy water, though. That'll take you down in a hurry out here.
Yeah, because you've been there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Is that damn thing working?
I don't know.
I hope it is.
I suppose so.
Huh?
I think it probably is. was wondering what you did on the Koyukuk.
What did we do?
Were you mining or did you?
Sure, we were mining and we never found nothing. Just like I am today. I found you, but that didn't do me no good. No, you're a nice lady then. But I'm gonna, no, not this fall, in the spring, I'm gonna pop out of. But I'll tell you the damn truth. What do you squint in your eyes for?
I'm just looking at you.
Oh, are you? You think I'm what?
Well, the light coming in a little bit.
Yeah. But anyway, I say that there's opportunities, you know. I said, yeah, I ain't got no book. I got them all. Down here, 1456. Is that right?
I don't know.
And Turner Street.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
1456. And I went up there, you got that damn thing working, haven't you?
Well, I was going to ask you about your experiences on the Koyukuk.
What do you want to know?
Well, you were mining up there, and what's the biggest problem you ever had when you were there?
Well, I'll tell you. I know what you're going to do. Well, I'd say nothing in particular. I would measure that.
How cold did it get up there?
Well, the same as it up here.
50, 60 below?
Yeah.
Did you mush your dogs in that weather?
No, you know. See, that's why I got...
That nice warm down parky? Where did you live when you were on the Koyukuk?
Huh?
Where were you up there? Was that Hughes? Or that's not Hughes on the Koyukuk.
No.
What is it?
Built a cabin and it was warm too.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's really pretty country up there.
What?
That's real pretty up there.
Oh, yeah. I like it. You know. I tell you, I don't feel sorry for myself. That's why I don't quit, you know? I'm crippled up there. But...
Were you ever on the riverboat on the Kuskokwim?
Yeah, I've been down there, yeah.
How did you travel down there?
Oh, I could, well, like you go on any ordinary river, you... But, yeah, if you'd have told me that what you were doing...
Well, now you know what I'm doing.
Is, with you, you never said nothing.
Well, I sure did. I just told you I was going to set this up right here, and we talked about it quite a bit. We just talked at length about that. But now, what story would you have told me?
Well, I can give you a... Oh, maybe
one
you make me laugh.
I make you laugh.
Sure you do. Because
what's your favorite story when you're talking with the fellows? What's your favorite story?
Well, I'm gonna. Well, let's see. I could. We could talk like trappers.
Yeah. Well,
do you know how to catch a wolverine?
No, I don't know how to catch a wolverine.
How come you don't know?
Well, because I've never had a...
Well, would you like to write a story about that mean animal?
You tell me.
What? Oh, you want me to tell you?
Sure, I don't know how to catch a wolverine.
Well, I'll tell you. He's the dumbest animal that ever walked on 4 feet.
He is? I thought he was real smart.
Who told you that?
Well, that's what I read in a book somewhere.
Pideo.
Why, sure, the Indians even have a name for him. They call him the devil, you know, the cockajou.
Oh, quite. I tell you, him to me is, he's just a wolverine. I get him when I want him.
Well, now, how do you trap a wolverine?
Well, because for some reason. You see, Mr., you started an argument here. If I was pitching baseball, you'd say, well, I think you can put the ball over the plate. No, but I'm going to hit him in the head with it. Oh, no. It's the same thing with... Now, God. Well, I should put that. Now, look here. Is an animal smarter than a human being? You answer that. Come on now.
Well, sometimes I think maybe they are.
Well, what inspired you to believe that he is smarter? Who told you that?
Well, I have heard that wolverines, you know, just don't get themselves caught. The trappers have a terrible time catching
them. Did he invent the trap? There you go. See how you got yourself caught in your own trap.
How about that?
Now.
Sure enough.
Pardon?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. See, that animal, he didn't invent that trap.
Well, now I'll tell you, I hear a lot.
Now I know, Missy. You're a nice lady, Ellie.
How about
I learned
the caribou?
More from you than...
Go how about on. The caribou? That's not a very smart animal, is it?
Well... I'd say, well, let's see, I'm going to word that out, you see, I can't, see, if you don't help me out, why, I think that he's dumber than all now.
He's the dumbest animal?
Well, yeah.
Did you ever hunt the caribou?
Oh, yeah.
How do you go after them?
Well, wait in the spot where they come around. Yeah, Mrs., I know that. You got that going, too, you know, that's the hell of it. You see, what are you laughing at?
Every time you look over that tape recorder, you say, my gosh, you got that going.
But I'll say this much, that you see, you can't class an animal with a human being. Get it in your head. Even a dog, you take them from the time. Well, you train a kid, don't you? Have you had a kid?
No, I never have.
Oh. And you have to train them, you know, Mr. You know, same way with a dog.
Say, tell me something. Did you ever mush the mail? Did you ever drive the mail when you were driving
yeah.
dogs? Were you a mail driver? Did you drive the, you know?
No, I never.
No, you never
mail.
Drove the mail.
Air mail, no, I never.
You never, when you were driving dogs, you never ran the mail?
No, I never. But I can see where you are so wrong. See, this tape recorder, yeah, but...
Did you ever get to Nome? Did you ever do any mining out of Nome?
Yeah. Been on Granite Mountain.
On Granite Mountain, yeah.
You know where it is?
Yeah, I know where Granite Mountain
we
is.
Go there.
Well, I was there one
because
time.
Because I told no, I've been on.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been around.
You sure have. What were you doing at Granite Mountain?
I was working there.
Well, what kind of work were you doing there?
I was drilling.
Oh, that's right. You're a driller. You were drilling for Peter Kiewit, were you? Or Lytle and Green?
No,
MK.
I think Lytle and Green.
Lytle and Green. I see. Yeah, and then how come you went to Manly Hot Springs?
Well, because I'm going there again.
That's a nice little town.
Yeah, have you been there?
No, I haven't. Never been to
Manly. Well, how do you know it's a nice little town?
I've seen pictures of it, and I know a lot of people that live there.
Well, how do you... Well, yeah. No, I'm going there. Maybe I'll go there for right?
Yeah, that would be nice. Mm-hmm.
You going
say,
to
what
go
happened
too?
To your riverboat? No, what happened to your riverboat when you launched your riverboat?
Oh, we sold it.
You sold it?
Yeah, we... Oh, we were good. Well...
Did you haul any freight with it?
What?
Did you haul any freight with it?
No.
What did you do with it?
Well, our own amusement.
I see. You didn't use it for work?
No.
It was just for pleasure.
That's right. See, Joe died. I'm still alive, you know. See, and I, no, I was going to ask you. Well, I know you're recording. I think that a lot of people are, I wouldn't say indignant, but... I went uptown. I was surprised, you know. Man. You know, bite to eat, you know. And,
say, listen, I've got a tape recorder going, and I'm about out of tape. You've got one more story to tell me, I bet. I gotta go, because I gotta go home and get dinner for my husband.
Oh, he get married?
Darn right,
oh,
I've got me a husband.
Right, I'll bet he get mad.
Oh, I gotta go home and cook his dinner in a minute, so tell me one more story and then I'll go home.
Well, I'll tell you, next time you come down here, bring your husband with you. And then he'll know where you were, actually.
Oh, I've got everybody around in the Pioneer home here. Everybody here knows where I am. They're
you
all
mean,
my
No, I mean when you go home, bring your husband in. And just tell him I want you to meet a good old timer. I'll tell you some good, no, not stories, but I mean actual happening.
Yeah?
But yeah, you look so damn mean, you know.
Oh, that's I know, I look mean. Yeah, I'm a real tough character. Well, by golly, I better pack my things up here. And,
Well, then.